This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, April 27, the second Sunday after Easter, Beyond Belief. Dear friends, Thomas wants proof, and who can blame him? Things were going so well. You see, just a short while ago, Jesus had triumphantly entered Jerusalem. Thomas found himself in the entourage of a superstar. Then suddenly his whole world collapsed. Jesus was arrested and stuck up on a cross. Scared out of their minds, the disciples were on the run. Thomas was certain that he and his friends would be the next on the hit list, so he's hardly in the mood for all this happy talk about Jesus returning from the dead. Unless he gets rock-solid evidence that he can see and feel, he's not going to be swept up into some fantasy. And then the risen Jesus delivers proof beyond all doubt. Thomas had stated adamantly, "I will not believe." Now he proclaims the risen Christ as my Lord and my God. So now that Thomas believes and the other disciples believe, what does that mean? Do they conclude, "Well, this has all been very interesting. You see, we have nets to mend and fish to catch. Maybe we'll see you at the temple sometime." What was the real impact of the resurrection on their lives? What's the real impact of the resurrection on our lives? For an answer, we turn to another Thomas, Thomas Merton, who tells us, "It's not enough to believe in the resurrection. You must participate in it." You see, the resurrection changes the whole ball game. Now we're both beneficiaries and the legacy of the risen Christ. We're the beneficiaries because now life has new meaning. We're showered with grace. We're cleansed from our sins. We're meant for eternal happiness. That's because Jesus is not just another gentle, holy man who ran afoul of the tough guys and got the chop. Sadly, history's full of those stories. But the risen Jesus is infinitely different. He's God, the Son of the Father, come to earth for our salvation, in total command of both life and death. And his legacy: our lives are never meant to be business as usual, with a religious flourish thrown in at Christmas and Easter. You may believe in the universal theory of relativity, but think about it. Unless you're practicing atomic physicists, that belief has little impact on the way you live your daily life. Not so with belief in the resurrection. We're the living legacy of the risen Christ. Beyond private, personal belief, our lives are meant to proclaim he is risen. Christ lives in us. He's risen in us. We're the body of Christ, the risen Christ. For us, the resurrection, well, it can't be some abstraction, only peripheral to our real lives. My friends, as Christians, the resurrection gives us meaning and direction. It necessarily shapes our thoughts and actions. Thomas Merton captured this centrality when he wrote that Christianity gives us the power to confidently face the inevitability of suffering and death. Because the resurrection of Jesus has robbed them of meaning. In the risen Christ, death is not a destination, it's a passage. Beyond belief in the resurrection lies actively living and sharing the joy of the resurrection, both now and in eternity. And that's as good as life ever gets. Alleluia. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my website at www.davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.